Good morning and welcome to my new podcast. My name is Chris Spiegel and I want to try something new. Over the last 10 years, I've been living online and created and programmed, blogged and shared, but I've never actually went into the medium of voice. Yes, I have created videos on YouTube and I have written a blog, but the medium of voice, podcasting, was already interesting over 10 years ago, but I never got started with it. And to kick things off, I would like to read an article that I have published about 1 year ago, not quite, it's August last year, and it was my first article on my new blog, and the name was, First, Let's Get the Ball Rolling. And I think it speaks quite nicely to the whole topic of starting something new, even though there are setbacks, holdbacks, or anything like that. So let's get into this article first. First, let's get the ball rolling. An article published on Make It Your Life. I've been thinking about starting a blog, in this case a podcast, and create more online for the better part of the past 10 years. Before that, I had my online writing. I was blogging while none of my friends even knew what that meant, but it never took off. I stopped and I never started again. I have a couple ideas about why I was holding back, and that will most likely be a topic for another post. But in general, it's about fear, shame, and guilt. It's about the expectation of myself and also others, what quality I see online, and what I expect of myself in return. And of course, the big question, what will others think, what comments will I get, and will anybody care? But over the past few months, something became clear. I regret not having this output, and now is the time to turn around and change. I don't want to sit in front of my computer 2 years from now and again regret that I haven't started. And the other aspects? I will write about those fears and self-doubts questions in an individual post. So this is the beginning, the first post, the one I have been procrastinating away for far too long. What follows will most likely be a journey of average excitement, but I get to share it. I have a place for my words, stories, and thoughts, and you are part of it by reading, listening, and of course also getting in contact with me. That said, enjoy the ride, and let's have some fun. So this article marked the beginning of my new blog, which can be found on makeityour.life. It's been there for about half a year, three quarters of a year maybe, and I felt it's such a good relief to have this output and to have a place where I can put writing thoughts and processes. One of the big things, however, is that love for quality, that love for having something worth sharing instead of just sharing. But then again, one of the most important things is actually having an output, having a place where I can put something to express thoughts, ideas, and share the path that I am on. Because if I only share what's the best already, if I only share the finished products, I will never get anywhere. And I think that's the same thing with a podcast. I have never done speech and voice like this before, but it is a medium that is super interesting. It's up and coming, and there is so much to be learned through processing something new and learning for that matter. And for myself, learning is one of the most important things. It's something that keeps us alive, that keeps us motivated, and it keeps us learning. It's a process that encourages new thoughts and ideas, and eventually all of those lead to some form of change. So this first episode, if anything at all, I would like you to take away that creating something and creating more in your life might actually be a very good thing, and that you should have the courage to go out there and do so. It's not easy for me to sit in front of this mic at 5:30 a.m. in Kuala Lumpur, where I'm staying currently, but for right now, this is the only time and place that I found where it's actually quiet enough to be able to record an episode in a clean way. So try something new, publish yourself, share it with others, and see what the response might be, because eventually you might be surprised what people actually have to say versus what you think they will say. For now, this here is my first episode, and I want to close off by letting you know that inside the show notes, I will put the link to my blog, I will put my email address, and a couple of my social profiles. Obviously, the link to the article will also be there. And I will look forward to hearing from you. And please share with me if you start something new or if you actually get out there and publish a podcast, blog, maybe a video. I'm just looking forward to see what this will bring and what the future might hold for this podcast and the whole process that's surrounding it. Please feel free to share feedback and comments with me. I'm always looking forward for those. And other than that, please stay tuned for a new episode, and I will make sure that there is something to listen to. Have a good day, and I will hopefully see you in my comment section, and if not, then in the next episode. Thanks for listening.